This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to USA Prepares. If you're just joining us, this is your captain speaking, John Reagan. I'll be guest hosting for Vincent this week while he is out taking care of farming chores. Today we have with us Pastor Casper McLeod. And I'd just like to make a quick comment on the epigenetics. Learned this from a doctor here in Dallas that, you know, this is not just a human thing. He's giving an example of a sand flea. If the sand flea is attacked before laying her eggs, the offspring are born with this hard helmet, and it's the same DNA, just a different expression. So our experiences do have an effect on not just us, but our offspring as well. Welcome back, Casper McLeod.
Pretty true. The same idea happens with fleas. Fleas could jump, you know, I mean, if people could jump like fleas could, it'd be like we could jump 900 feet in the air. But if you put a lid over the fleas, within those 3 days, you retrain them that they won't jump any higher than where the lid was, because it's futile, right? But then that also will affect the transgenerational epigenetics that's inherited, so the next generation of fleas, they won't jump as high. So I think it's time we take the limits off, because God's got amazing things for you to accomplish in this world. And it reminds me, you know, Jesus prayed a third time did not have to endure the horrific sufferings of the crucifixion and the Garden of Gethsemane. But nevertheless, he said, not I will, but as I will. You know, when I do the Father's will, he gets up, he finds the three disciples, he asks to pray for him. You know, Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, they're totally, you know, sleeping through this whole thing. He's gone, you couldn't pray for me? I mean, I asked you to pray. This is serious, right? Why are you doing what I asked? And the thing's the same way right now. That the church today, it's not connecting the dots. It's not connecting the prophetic warnings from the scriptures, the things that are happening before us. For example, we've got these Luciferian scientists at CERN. We haven't talked about CERN yet. We're looking at opening portals into other dimensions so entities can come through, along with the mark of the beast, the UFO phenomena, you know, the return of the Nephilim agenda. It's all happening right now, as in the day of Noah. And so, you know, after Jesus, Yeshua, he rebukes the disciples, Peter, James, and John. What, could he not watch with me 1 hour? You couldn't stay away 1 hour and watch, you know. This is where we get that line that the spirit's indeed willing, the flesh is weak. He finds asleep a third time. It's like the right now. I mean, meaning the hour is here. And who shows up straight away? He goes, oh, you guys, go ahead, just sleep on. It's over now. And so, you know, straight away, the accuser comes, right? I reckon the devil entered Judas because this time he wanted to make sure the job got done properly, right? He's such a loser. My friend Tommy James from the Shondells calls him Lucifer, which I think is an appropriate name for him. But I think this gives us insights in Luke 22. Gives us great insights in the fact that the devil's got some kind of brain damage. Talking about epigenetics, there it is. He's got brain damage. 1 Corinthians 2:8 tells, you know, which none of the princes of the world knew, for if they'd known, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. So let's face it, many people today, they're wounded. People, as a pastor, dealing with this every day. people suffering from broken hearts, Christians that don't even like themselves. I mean, that's a sin. Why is that a sin? Romans 14:23, that which is not faith is sin. If you don't like yourself, it's like God said, it was, you know, remember the solicitor that tried to trick Jesus. You know, what's the greatest commandment? And he goes, love God with all your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Love God with all your heart, mind, body, soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. So if you don't love yourself, well, you don't sin. How are you going to be able to love your neighbor? Today, our neighbor's everywhere. We're all connected, just like in the day of Noah with the Tower of Babel, right? This whole thing's unfolding, nothing new under the sun. So I think it's like this hour of darkness for the nation, the world. But I believe in the goodness of God, he's got a good plan for your life. I think we should be optimistic here. I believe the similar way the darkness passed away 3 days later. They're devastated, and then 3 days later, history changes forever. The Lord Jesus Christ and his resurrection is revealed. Reminds you, 1 John 4:9 says, in this was manifest the love of God towards us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, that we not love God, but that he loved us. He sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. So, I mean, they're going to know what Christians are about in love. I think these conferences that we're doing, like with Hear the Watchman, is so vital, because a lot of churches, let's face it, a lot of churches, they're just not telling you what you need to know right now. They're tickling your ears. You've got this whole deception of the end time doctrines here, and it's so obvious when you stand back, gain some perspective on it. As an artist, years ago, I'd be really close working on all kinds. The Pre-Raphaelites were a huge influence on my art. And one time a friend came and said, I was working on a painting. So that's really incredible. And I'm going, I'm just really, I'm struggling. It's just not going the way I want it. I'm not making it look as... He goes, stand back where I'm standing. And I stood up and got back about 6 feet or so. And I went, oh my God, it looks so much better from here. It all kind of pulled together. So I think that's what we have to do here. I mean, we consider right now, you've got the whole alternative lifestyle agenda of every color and race. They're filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, their envy, murdering, the spirits of, unforgiveness. They're debating one another, they're deceitful, they're lying, they're cheating. I mean, backbiters, haters of God, despisers, they're proud, they're boasters, they're inventors of evil things. And so this is exactly what the scripture told us would happen. Having, without natural affection for each other, the end times. We're there. We're so there.
And unfortunately, a lot of that describes our churches today. It's almost like, and we need to start sending missionaries to churches. There's a Baptist church here in Dallas that just voted a few months ago that gay is okay. The sexual immorality is not just homosexuality. Basically, it's the only consensual relations that I found in the Bible that was not a sin was between a man and a woman that was his wife or concubine. I could not find one scripture to counter that, and that would mean everything else that's consensual relations is sexual immorality. And then what does Jesus tell us about about that? You're looking to a very bad future.
There's a lot to that, as you're just saying. But Jesus said, if you so much lust after a woman, you've already committed adultery in your heart. Well, science has come along and shown that's exactly what happens, because when you're doing something like that, getting the mirror neurons, but it's releasing the same chemical reactions in your body as if you were actually doing the act. And this is ridiculous. People, this is what happens as a result of not knowing the Word of God. You can know about Jesus, but then you don't really know him. He's the Word, he's the living Word, you've got to know him. So this is really vital that we start to understand these things. So we, you know, like how many churches, they don't want to talk about healing, they don't understand about deliverance, and yet the first thing the Lord Jesus had to do after he was resurrected is to cast out demons. That's the very first thing he said. It's in Mark 16, if you want to look it up, verse 15 through 20. So when you have a denomination, you're saying, well, we know more than you know. Or, you know, you're being exclusive, right? But whatever, there's no denominations in the scriptures. Have you found one? I've never seen it.
No, I haven't.
It says, we all have the same love for one another, right? Don't know we're Christians, but I love. Not by us debating each other. I mean, like I said, the Lord designed us with... the church is like they're busy, they're doing the Martha Mary story, right? They're so busy with church programs and budgets and yearly agendas, they neglect the things that are going to last. The more church programs, the less Holy Spirit's intervening. It seems that way. You know, who's going to sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus, learn the good part that won't be taken away? So like the Lord... I mentioned mirror neurons. Okay, research shows we got a form of imitation occurs through mirror neurons. It gives us mannerisms, how we express ourselves, how we develop accents, and it's, you know, it's basically responsible for giving us the cultural norms. So how much better will we be if we just follow Jesus in this, right? Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow after the Lord Christ daily. This is what we're supposed to be doing. And then the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, He's going to guide you, He's going to teach you whatever you need to know, whatever you've got to say. And Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, they follow me. So, you know, those hidden agendas that are going on right now, they're not so hidden anymore, right? I mean, even the kids and young kids, they know about the Illuminati. How good a secret was there, right? And look how it's unraveling right now. It's just incredible. It's like God's given us a stay of execution for the world, right? This is the time. It's a great harvest. We're going to be seeing a great falling away in 2 Thessalonians, but we're going to see a great harvest at the same time. I was going to address something you said just a minute ago.
Well, we're going to have a break coming very shortly, so let me just say about, you know, worship service. What we read about in the Bible is driven by the Holy Spirit, and what we do today is driven by the clock. You know, and that's just so against what you know, the way we're supposed to be doing things. And you know, my talk in Knoxville, you know, the cost of ignoring God, you know, that was talking to believers. You know, we refuse to do things God's way. This is John Reagan, Casper McLeod. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is John Reagan with Pastor Casper McLeod. Casper, please continue.
Well, I think we were talking about the world stage today. We're looking at an overview of what's going on, and many of the church leaders, we've got these mega churches happening, and I'm not knocking anybody who's trying to do something for God. I'm glad that, you know, go ahead, talk about Jesus, but don't neglect the scriptures, right? We've got church leaders that have chosen to ignore the elephant in the room, right? They want to dismiss all the stuff that's really happening. They refuse to examine the evidence. How often do we find people expressing their opinions from the pulpit, especially with a variety of subjects, without actually studying the facts? And they don't seem to understand the Holy Scriptures, the proper perspective, with the proper answer. It's like political correctness has been so programmed into the church at this time, they've overlooked the truth, and they put aside critical thinking. What about, you know, biblical correctness? We need biblical correctness here. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us, study to show you thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's what we're doing at the Hear the Watchman conferences. We're up there dividing the word of truth. We're showing this is what's going on here. Does this mean we're simply to study the scriptures and totally ignore what we're observing on the world stage? These are unprecedented times. This is a time to prepare your heart for what's coming. I mean, the Lord Jesus rebuked those He said you could discern the weather that was approaching, but somehow you can, you know, ignore the important factors of the day. Remember, it's in Luke 12. He called them hypocrites. You can tell that it's going to rain, but you can't discern the time and the season you're in. I mean, we are in that season, right? We're supposed to be watching. Therefore, pray always, be counted worthy to escape all the things that are going to come to pass and to stand before the Lord. I mean, just like Israel becoming a nation in a day, this is incredible what's going on. I'm just like, I feel overwhelmed with just the fight of God and you know, coming on this. I just want people to understand, get fired up. Go out and really get with the Lord's plan here. It really bothers me as a pastor to realize statistically how few people in the church have ever even led one person into salvation. That's just unacceptable. I mean, if you're in love with somebody, is it when you met your wife? I mean, didn't you want to tell everyone around it? Oh, I've fallen in love with this amazing, gorgeous woman, right? How much more falling in love with the creator of all creation? We need to tell people about the truth. They've been so programmed by this alien, you know, ancient alien agenda stuff. So, gosh, you know, can't really wait for this conference to hear, because the one in Knoxville was just so overwhelming with the amount of information and you know the truth when you hear it that was being shared between us. So this is a great time of fellowship. And it's a great time to meet like-minded believers. So time to unite as the body of Christ. His word's going to prevail. I mean, it's his word won't go void. It's going to go out. It's going to accomplish what he said to do.
And I'd say don't put off getting your ticket. They managed to get another block of hotel rooms. We're basically a month and a half away at this point. And while you can, you know, watch the live stream or order DVDs, it's not the same as being there in person. Besides the access to the speakers where you can ask the questions and get clarification on things, it's really about meeting the other people there. And that fellowship is something that you're not going to find like I say, on the streets of Dallas. You know, in a way it's kind of sad, but again, that was prophesied too, that God would turn people over to their deception and, you know, grant them a strong delusion.
There was a German philosopher that it was in the late 1700s. He said, all truth passes through three basic stages. First, it's going to be ridiculed. Then it's going to be violently opposed. And then at last, the third thing would be that it's going to be self-evident. Okay, wait a minute.
And we're at a break. This is John Reagan, Pastor McLeod. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You are what you eat. No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are
you? Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. And for the rest of the week, let me give out the website for the Hear the Watchman conference. That's hearthewatchmen.com.
There's a link to it on my website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. If you go to the news tab and you'll find the link at the top of the recent post that I've done. And Casper, before we run out of time, why don't you give your website and tell us a bit about your books.
Most of them could be found on Amazon. Our website is theupperroomfellowship.org, theupperroomfellowship.org. You can also find me through CasperMcLeodMusic.com. And got a number of books I think would be helpful to people. We've actually just come out with a new workbook this past week from What Was I Thinking, helping people get their thoughts to line up with the Word of God. So you can be blessed. You know, sometimes we all really face difficult things and times along this journey of life, and I think we can observe today that we are, as Captain John said several times in this, okay, so we were living in unprecedented times. The world that many of us grew up in is no longer really here. It's been systematically replaced, and it's been eroded by the plans of the fallen ones. Of course, the Lord's, you know, overseeing this whole thing, right? It's right there in the prophecy. So trusting the Lord Jesus, who loves you with an everlasting love, is going to guide you through all those difficult places, all the bumps in the road ahead. I think the only way we can really travel the supernatural path is a path of holiness, a narrow path, very few therein find. You know, kingdoms are going to come, kingdoms are going to go, kingdoms come and they fall, whatever. But the Word of God's going to remain. In fact, in Psalm 34:19, says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them. So I hope, if anything, I've brought you some hope today. I don't know how much longer the world can continue with the whole, like, transhumanist movement. This is the same idea that before the flood, the enemy's coming in trying to corrupt humanity and exchange it for human O2, exchange it for something else. Even with artificial intelligence and giving it an exoskeleton, whatever. It's the Word of God is true, and we know what's going to happen because He tells us. So we're headed towards the orchestrated climax. This is like the grand finale coming with the symphony, right? It's been orchestrated for eons, if not longer. And I think there's very sinister forces trying to interfere with your personal life and all life on the planet, for that matter. And we're seeing these ancient prophecies being fulfilled right before our very eyes, if you just pay attention, right? We're seeing people calling good evil and evil good now, which is what the Lord warned us about would happen. And just as He asked the disciples, can't you just spend an hour and pray for me? Just wake up, church. That's what we're doing. We're just trying to wake you up to the reality of this. If a soldier, and you, when you signed up and said, Lord, I believe, make you my Savior, well, you entered into God's eternal salvation army. And if a soldier's found asleep, you know, they can be court-martialed worse. They can even be executed. What terrible consequences for not doing your job. So I just encourage you to get with the program here. If you love the Lord Jesus, keep His commandments. Because people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's what Hosea 4:6 tells us, right? People, God's people, my people, He says, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So let's get some knowledge. I hope to see every one of you at the Hear the Watchman conference. And bring a friend. This is vital, right? We're all going to stand in the judgment seat of Christ one day, giving account for what we did, whether it be good or bad. So for goodness sakes, be good.
You know, one of the things that I neglected to mention, the missionary that we had in this past weekend, he just got back from the Middle East, and the testimonies we're hearing from over there, there's a number of Muslims that are having dreams and visions of Jesus. I mean, there are real supernatural happenings happening in the world today.
We've encountered several people of the Muslim faith, and I've asked them, you know, do you ever see anybody healed in your religion? Do you ever see God supernaturally bless and heal and restore? And they always say no. And I share a testimony. I've got one on TBN, did a documentary. I had a near-death experience back in 2001. I just know the Lord can do anything. I mean, I've seen blind eyes open, deaf ears hear. I was back in England, I prayed for some lady. I didn't even know at the time she was in the congregation. I was just up there being led of the Holy Spirit, praying in the name of Jesus Christ, and ears with deaf ears open, blind eyes. Well, lady been deaf for 20 years. And suddenly, the name of Jesus Christ, and ears with deaf ears open, her ears pop open, and she could hear again. And her daughter came up later, she's about 20 years old, and something was just hugging me, gone, with tears on her, you know, run down her face, gone. It's the first time my mother's heard my voice. Listen, it tells us in Revelation 1:3, blessed is he that readeth, hear the words of this prophecy, keep those things which are written therein. The time is at hand. It's now. This is it. I mean, if you have the opportunity to know your entire future from this day forward, how many want to know? How many inquiring minds want to know about the future? How many people today understand what's unfolding on the world stage? How many want to understand the signs of the time that we need to understand? It seems rather so many people, they don't even want to know what's going on. It's not a blessing to be ignorant of the truth. That's why we're supposed to watch and pray always, be counted worthy to escape these things of us. So, I just encourage you, check it out. You got an amazing collection of erudite speakers coming to hear the Watchman. This is a phenomenal opportunity for people.
And you talked about L.A. Marzulli, and you know, I look at the work that he's done with the elongated skulls from South America, and there's DNA evidence there that we have non-human DNA. And to me, that's such solid evidence against the Darwinian religion that's taught in our schools, and such evidence for what we read about early in Genesis. And sadly, many churches don't even want to talk about that.
It's like, what are they doing? I've gone to, you know, some of these, I've been invited to play at some of them, and it's like, what are they doing there? I mean, it's like a big social club today. That's not what God called the church to come together. I'm not against fellowshipping and having a good time or anything like that, but they had a 12-hour service in the scriptures. Look it up. They spent 6 hours realizing that the high priest read from the scriptures and people repented. They went, oh my God, we've been in error, and they repented. And then for the next 6 hours, God healed them and blessed them and restored them. We just need to see that happening right now. We need to, you know, take out, you're right, get rid of the clock. Just get in there and even maybe just sit before, LA and I have done that before, just at services. Let's just sit and wait on the Holy Spirit. Just see what he wants to do today. So, coming to you from an undisclosed location, right?
Yeah, it's you know, especially, you know, here in Texas, being a football state, you know, you think everybody's in a big hurry to get out of there as early as possible so they don't miss the game, and that just tells you where our priorities are.
When are we going to see people that excited about, you know, the service? I mean, the way they're cheering and they're painting their faces up and crazy calls. When are they going to come to church and be cheering the fact that they've been saved and they've been blessed and they can operate and be baptized in the Holy Spirit and do the works of Jesus? And, you know, John 12:14, I mean, this is a greater thing shall you do in his name. This is what he wants us to do in every preceding generation. So, this is it, just trying to rally up the troops here, get people on the narrow path, stay on the narrow path, and get in the word of God. The word of God gets into you, amen.
And it saddens me what I'm seeing in the world today. You know, we just recently had the Super Bowl where, and they said this on the news, 1 million people went to Houston. And of course, you know, only 10% of that amount can fit in the stadium. So they just went there for a big party. And the very same weekend of the Hear the Watchman conference, there's going to be another convention here in Dallas, you know, about, you know, comics and, you know, science fiction and all that kind of stuff. And they're expecting 50,000 people at that convention. And we're here in a venue of about 1,000 people, and we should be, you know, in the Cowboys Stadium. It should overflow where we also take over the Rangers Stadium, and it should overflow where we're also in the parking lot. But sadly, well, that's not the case.
It says in Matthew 7, this is a narrow path. Very, very few find it. Many will say in that day, but Lord, Lord, no, I didn't know you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I mean, you got this whole, you know, erroneous stuff running around there, like even people with the permissive will stuff. You know, I'm saved, but I could still do all the worldly things that I did before I was saved. Well, you better learn the word of God quick. All I can say. How many people, even right now, I mean, we've been talking about this stuff, right? They don't even realize about the 2013 congressional disclosure meetings in Washington where the Honorable Paul Hillier goes, UFOs are as real as airplanes flying overhead. The rest of the, you know, they're busy watching Dancing with the Star, the football games, right? The birth pangs are getting closer. They're getting closer. They're severe. And there's going to be a steady increase in lying signs and wonders. And at some point in time in the future, full disclosure is likely to happen. The church is still here. You want to get prepared. You want to prepare your heart. You want to... look, again, we go back to Daniel 3. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They didn't even have a completed holy guidebook to the supernatural, right? They just had a portion of the scriptures, the Old Testament. They knew enough not to bow down.
And we're at our final break. This is John Reagan with Pastor Casper McLeod.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan with Pastor Casper McLeod. We're down to our last 5 minutes of the show. So, Casper, just go ahead and wrap it up how you see fit.
Just encourage people to spend time with the Lord every day. Get to the place of worship. When you're in an actual place of worship, that you're worshiping the Lord Jesus and you're not thinking about yourself and other issues and problems and situations, and you can actually, we're supposed to be renewing our mind daily, washing it anyway, so this is a good way to do it. You can take down those poisonous thoughts that you may have been programmed with on replace that with godly thinking. Got to tear down those poisonous strongholds the enemy's built up and get into critical thinking, get understanding. The Lord will guide you. I think I was hoping we would have talked a little bit about some of the things that are going on, perhaps another program, but we've got so much happening right now. We've got even the Vatican's heading up their project with the telescope called Lucifer. it's just, again, you know, the scripture tells us, but if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than was preached unto you, let him be accursed. So I was going to leave it with that. Don't be falling for any of these lying signs and wonders. If you know the word of God, you can tell the difference between a true sign and a wonder, true healing and a true miracle, and some sort of false signs and wonders and things like that. There's an agenda that try to tell us that Jesus of Nazareth was actually some sort of highly evolved, advanced extraterrestrial, and so all his technical prowess, they gave him the ability to heal sick and perform miracles, raise the dead, You got to know the Word of God to understand how this agenda is coming at you, and it's coming quickly. It's coming accelerated. The prophecies right now. So I would just, I think really what we do this. Probably people listening right now, you need a healing miracle. You need. You need a touch from the Holy Spirit, and you may need to get saved. You need to rededicate your life today. So let's just do that on the last minute we have here. We just thank you. Just pray with me. Just Father God in heaven, I come to you now in the all-powerful name of Jesus Christ and Nazareth, Messiah, Yeshua. I freely confess, I admit that I've not been living right before you. I recognize it now, and I need you. I need to be right with you, Lord, forever. So please forgive me now of all the sins I've committed. I forgive all those that have sinned against me. I release them, Lord, for all the offenses, all the things, the grudges, the places I've held bitterness, the spirit of bitterness and unforgiveness towards anybody, including myself. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Fill me now with your Holy Spirit, and I'll confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. You said if I do that, I would be saved. So I do that right now. And I just thank you, Father God, for anybody that's praying that right now, that because of your mercy and your goodness, you would heal them. Blind eyes would open. The deaf ears would hear, the lame would get up and dance and be restored. Cancer would be destroyed, and their body would come back into alignment. Every molecule, every fiber, every cell line up with the Word of God, that there's nothing for the devil to hang on to anymore. I thank you, Father God, you cover them in your precious blood now. Bless them, baptize them in the Holy Spirit. Get them into a fellowship where they're surrounded by the like-minded believers. Let's get back to the integrity of when you started the church. I thank you, Lord, for doing what only you can do. Do you get all the honor, all the praise, all the glory? We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. And I'd like to give a recommendation. You know, Bible reading and Bible study are two different things, but most of us have been too busy just to even do Bible reading. Well, if you have a smartphone, there is an app for that. Benham Brothers, Benham, the sons of Pastor Flip Benham, have a free app. It will take you through the Bible in a year. And you have a choice of reading it or having it read to you. And my wife and I have selected the option to have it read, so we can just listen, and we actually find out some things that, you know, we didn't catch while we were reading it. Well, Casper, I thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to seeing you again next month, and peace be with you.
Well, actually, this was on.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.